Now, who actually created the site? Because you've talked about the site. How did it get put together?
Well, when we had people registering with the site, I took it upon myself to sort of say to them, I emailed some of the girls and wives that had already registered to see whether they would be keen to kind of support, and we had had a really good response. So everything that you see is done by military spouses, even the design of the website. Our editor Amanda Brown, she's done a lot of the writing on the site so far. We've had Angela Yates, she's done a lot of the PR. We've had Kate Lewis, who's based down in Folkestone. She's done a lot of the marketing and accounting as well. I've heard one of the wives has actually helped with all the accounting. So yes, we've really sort of brought it together.
Now, we keep talking about wives, and I think a majority of the time it is wives, but we have to point out it is for spouses and it is for husbands as well.
Absolutely. It's for spouses, husbands, partners, girlfriends. We're also working with some widows and bereaved parents as well. So yes, we're working with everybody.
Excellent. Now, the big question has to be, how much does it cost if someone wants to go on and use it?
It's absolutely free for any spouse to use. We're going to charge a small proportion to the companies, and all that money. It's a non-for-profit organisation, and also all that any money that we do make will go towards military charities. We're recruitforspouses.co.uk is actually going to support Forces Children's Trust, as well as other military charities.
Excellent. So, how are you going to move this forward? You've talked about the launch is going to be.
The launch is going to be in January. We're having a launch party at the Union Jack Club, and that's for the businesses and some key members of the military to come along and sort of see what we're doing, really. But I think the next stage really is to kind of get the spouse's confidence and to get them to say, okay, I'll register with it. And when it's slow, the jobs slowly start are coming in, then we'll notify them and let them know that we're here to help, really.
So the system is going to work how? The website is there, people can check it,
Yep.
the businesses can check it,
Yeah.
and you've talked about emailing now, so.
Yeah, so what will happen is if, for example, a spouse registers their interest, we will actually notify them when a job of their what they want to do comes in, either it's in their region or whether it's a virtual job from home, we will notify them.
So finally, what is your message to spouses?
That we're here to help, really. I mean, I myself know how difficult it is, particularly if you've got a husband out and on ops, and you've got two young children, or you've got any if you do have children, it's very difficult. And I think it gives you self-worth. I think being able to work and being able to earn your own money is great, and I think it gives you a lot of confidence as well.
So BT on board,
Yeah.
looking for other companies.
Yeah, we've got the Chamber of Commerce, and we're working with some